Hello, welcome to Military History Podcast. My name is George Hageman, and you are listening to episode number 6, 11 Unique Warriors. These 11 include Samurai, Ninjas, Peltasts, Hoplites, Praetorian Guards, War Elephants, Mangadai, Chariots, Cataphracts, Berserkers, and Amazons. The second unique warrior we'll cover today is the Ninja, who also worked in Japan, and they are trained spies who are former samurais. And contrary to popular belief, they didn't dress in all black. They dressed in camouflage colors. The ninjas used many gadgets and weaponry, including a ninja ken, which was their medium-sized sword, which was their main weapon. They also used shukiren, which are throwing stars that could be hidden in the hilt of their sword. They also had shuko, which are metal spikes that extended from the hand. So in essence, they were gloves that ninjas wore to give them claws, and they are surprisingly similar to the claws that Wolverine has in X-Men. They also had kunai, which are daggers, makibashi, which are sharp spikes that they could throw behind them when they were being pursued, and bows and arrows, which they sometimes filled with poison to slow the death of the victim. Hoplites were spearmen unique to ancient Greek warfare. The hoplites always moved and fought in phalanxes, which comprised of 256 hoplites arranged in a 16 by 16 square. Each hoplite's shield covered the soldier on his left, so staying in formation was critical. Because they were so organized, it was basically impenetrable from frontal attack, except from other phalanxes. However, they were extremely weak from the flanks because they moved so slow in order to stay in formation. A short side note, phalanxes were instrumental to the democratic revolution in Athens and the rest of Greece because, while in a phalanx, all soldiers were equal. There were no great heroes in phalanx warfare. So when the soldiers returned home, the soldiers still wanted to be equal, and thereby started a democratic revolution. The war elephants were another key unique warrior in ancient warfare, and only male elephants were used because they were more aggressive and because female elephants tended to run away from each other. War elephants were used to charge into enemy lines and to break up the front lines. Their thick skin provided natural armor, and just their sheer size caused many armies to flee. Sometimes, if the elephant was strong enough, a hoda, or a tower, was placed on the elephant's back, and it housed several archers, which would shoot down at the enemy. Also, the driver carried a chisel and a hammer to sever the elephant's spinal cord if it began to panic and run into allied forces. The weak parts of the war elephant include the trunk, which was the target of attack, and the driver. When either was destroyed, the elephant panicked and usually fled. Eventually, a way was devised to scare away the devastating elephants by lighting pigs on fire and sending them towards the elephants. And for some reason, elephants are horrified by pig squeals, so they would just flee from the battlefield. That concludes episode number 6, 11 Unique Warriors. If you would like to know more about my podcast, visit www.militaryhistorypodcast.blogspot.com or email me at geo47@graffiti.net.